With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal jury awarded $148 million in damages Friday to two Georgia election workers over false election claims made by former Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani.
There was an audible gasp in the courtroom when the jury foreperson read aloud the $75 million award in punitive damages against Rudy Giuliani for false voting claims he made against election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. Moss and Freeman were each also awarded roughly $36 million in other damages. Freeman said money wouldn't restore her life, name, or security. Giuliani called the proceeding absurd and insisted there was election fraud.
These are not conspiracy theories. These are proven facts.
Where's your evidence?
I'm not allowed to present it.
It's unclear if Giuliani will be able to pay any damages, a former lawyer suing him for legal fees. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, according to a new poll, many Americans are concerned about the state of democracy and the outcome of next year's presidential election.
87% of Democrats and 54% of independents surveyed say a second Trump term would negatively affect U.S. democracy. For Republicans, 82% believe democracy would be weakened by another Biden win, with 56% of independents agreeing. About 2 in 10 U.S. adults say democracy in the U.S. is already so seriously broken that it doesn't matter who wins the 2024 presidential election. Donna Water, Washington.
A prolonged communications blackout's compounding the misery in the besieged Gaza Strip. An internet access advocacy group said Saturday the internet and telephone lines are still inaccessible 2 days after they went down. And President Biden continuing to seek that border deal as part of his $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. This is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation urging Congress to pass new laws that would keep children from accessing pornography online.
We're just asking for very common sense laws that would help the laws online be a little bit more similar to the laws offline.
Spokesman Haley McNamara was talking recently with SRN News.
It's not legal or permissible offline to share child abuse materials or to facilitate sex trafficking. We just want that to be reflected in the online spaces.
Digital pornographers are spending big money to convince lawmakers not to act. A lawsuit filed by a Virginia teacher who was fired for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns has been revived by the state Supreme Court. The French teacher at West Point High School was fired in 2018, says he cannot use the student's pronouns because of his Christian faith. This is SRN News. California energy regulators voting to allow the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant to operate for an additional 5 years.
The approval comes despite calls from environmental groups to shut the plant down. The California Public Utilities Commission agreed to extend the shutdown date for the state's last functioning nuclear power facility through 2030 instead of closing it in 2025, as previously agreed. The plant's twin reactors, located midway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, supply up to 9% of the state's electricity.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that opponents call the plant unsafe, unnecessary, and a waste of billions of dollars. But California lawmakers, including Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, say the plant is an important part of the state's electrical grid as the state transitions to renewable energy sources. More details at SRNnews.com.